Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to understand what is going on with this terrible flu. Every second person that I'm speaking to seems to be ill at the moment. Professor Adrian Puren is the executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor, we haven't spoken for so long. How are you? Have you missed us?
I've been fine. Oh, yes. I keep on thinking, when will I ever speak to Howard again?
Oh, you liar. You liar. But you know what? It sounded good, so I'll take it. Flattery gets you absolutely everywhere. So is this a thing? Is there a terrible flu going around, or are we just completely anxious?
Yes, I think we're using that term, is there flu, in a more generic sense. Because I think when you look at the actual data, COVID-19 figures have certainly come down quite drastically. In fact, the numbers are very low at the moment. Certainly in Gauteng, there's still levels of transmission that are higher than elsewhere. But in the main, COVID-19 numbers have certainly reduced quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, influenza as well, in terms of what we're testing. I agree with you that we may not know all the cases, but certainly looking at some of the trends at least, with regard to influenza, that too has certainly reduced. But you're quite right, there are probably other viruses in circulation. And as you know, we don't have a mask mandate, the physical distancing, you know, those types of, elements that certainly, I think, certainly provided not only protection to a certain extent against COVID-19, but also really effective in terms of influenza and other viruses. So I think possibly, I'm not saying that that is the case. But by removing those particular elements, I'm sure that what we experienced previously in previous years has certainly come back, given that we've moved these non-pharmaceutical elements away as well.
Mm.
But there's no evidence in terms of influenza, at least, and in terms of COVID-19, that there are any marked or dramatic changes with regard to those.
Right. A lot of people are saying, yes, it's because our immunity is down and we haven't built any immunity over the last couple of years. No one that's told me that is a doctor, so I just want to be clear on that. Is that a factor for us?
It is an important factor. In fact, when we think about even the RSV, you know, syncytial virus, there was modeling done that's indicated that if we were to look at the gap with regard to the seasonality and the seasons, that we didn't have those seasons. Therefore, there's an increase in susceptibility as a result of an immunity gap. But if you look at the data, again, we didn't experience a marked season in terms of the numbers of cases. So I think we really are fortunate, but you're quite right that that is an important consideration with regard to immunity. So again, we don't really, in South Africa, immunize to the extent that we should with regard to influenza. But I think we've been fortunate at least in this particular case. Again, it's not been a marked season, but this can change as, you know, COVID-19 numbers decline. Again, we're not sure if there will be any seasonality and endemicity around COVID-19 that will therefore be in competition with influenza. But I think it's just something to monitor as well.
What we're seeing now, is this part of the seasonal flu virus that would normally have hit us a little bit earlier and is just coming, you know, is manifesting a bit later?
Yeah, so again, I just want to be cautious that I'm not calling this a flu season.
Right, No, I get that.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude. But however, I think you're quite right. It's possible that, you know, we're seeing the return, if you like, as you've seen with RSV and influenza. You've now had a distinct season for both those particular viruses, whereas previously, last year and the year before, in fact, COVID-19 certainly outcompeted those particular viruses. But I think with the change in terms of the so-called competition between viruses, certainly we now have, you know, seasonality and other viruses obviously reappearing. And as I said, I think the added change is, of course, that we've certainly removed our masks, physical distancing, you know, those types of activities.
Yeah, it's gone. It's like you don't see it anywhere at all.
Absolutely, which I think people should really reconsider. You know, I think that, you know, we really should reconsider our risks. I know, again, that not everybody has the same level of risk, but again, in certain age groups, certain comorbidities, I think you really want to consider your risks. And again, I know that sounds like a trope, but again, you know, when I look at the vaccine numbers for South Africa, certainly we only have about 46% fully vaccinated adult individuals for COVID-19. Certainly when you break that down, it's certainly higher in the above 50 groups, up to 63-66%. But again, I would like to encourage people to continue to be vaccinated as well as their boosters, given that there is a risk. Admittedly, yes, the risks are much lower, but still to consider that there is risk.
Right. And certainly we're hearing that there will be some form of wave or surge of some sort, but yet we obviously don't know what that means. We don't know whether it's going to be a new variant or not. Is the pandemic, is COVID-19 following the pattern of a normal pandemic? In other words, is there anything that you are seeing now that is an aberration from a past trend?
Well, I think the numbers are down, at least in South Africa. You know, we have certainly the lowest numbers that we've seen in a while. And that is influenced, again, in part because of the levels of testing. Our wastewater does not indicate any marked changes. And our genomic sequencing does not really indicate that there are variants of concern that we should be concerned about. But, you know, in other places around the world, still the numbers are fairly substantial. If you think about the United States, the UK, for example, they're still under pressure. So I don't think we can say that it's over. You know, people are still being hospitalized, maybe to a lesser extent. People are still dying to a lesser extent, but it's still there. So I think we can't really say that we've declared, you know, this pandemic over. I think we really need to be cautious around that. Certainly the signs, such as the trends, are important, but other factors may also influence whether or not we declare that, you know, COVID-19 is now an endemic virus in the world.
Absolutely. Professor Adrian Puren, thank you. As always, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.